Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Thank you so much. I am so glad to be here today speaking, and I'm so excited to be at this church because I've been traveling a long time, and there's far and few churches that will have this topic of discussion. So I really appreciate you, Pastor, for allowing the speakers to come in today and talk about this topic because it's so important and so missed today. I'm going to share a little bit of my story, and then I'm going to give you some information that will help you improve your health. And it's not about perfection. It's about doing a little bit better than you did the day before. You know, you don't have to strive to be perfect overnight. But there's a saying, if you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result, that's the definition of insanity. You have to change what you're doing to change the result. And if you're happy with your result, you don't need to change. You know what? Most people, the only people that are happy with the result are the doctors, because that's who they keep visiting. You know, so our Creator gave us the instructions in the world's greatest health book of what we need to do to get the results that He wants us to have. He wants us to be healthy, and He has examples in the greatest health book ever written. Moses was climbing mountains at 120. He wasn't seeking out his doctor. He was going to Yah and listening to him. So we have this information. The churches today, it's going downhill. I'll tell you right up front, the greatest health information I've read that I found in the scriptures was Ellen White's health reform. Simple, easy to understand, easy to apply. But even today, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I don't know the last time you've seen the health things that are going on there, but the people are just as sick as the average church today. The results people are getting is due to what they're doing. So it's not too complicated. I went to a church. I took my child to a VBS camp years ago. That's the vacation Bible school camps that they have in the summer. And I went into this church. I got confused. I didn't know if I was in a Starbucks or a church, because the first thing you saw was a coffee bar. And of course, if you have coffee, you have donuts. If you have donuts, you have all the other stuff that they have there. But it's years later now, and I kid you not, every month for the years since I've been there, I'm getting messages about pray for this person who has this disease, or this person died, and all that, and consistently. And when I go to all these churches and speak, which I've been all over to speak at churches, there's more prayer for healing of disease than any other topic. And I'm thinking, we got the greatest health book right in our hands. We should be praising for our great health. It's great to pray for somebody's healing, but we need to go beyond that. Look, well, why does this person need the healing? What's going on, and what's this person doing? Because our Creator shows us and tells us in the scriptures that we should have a long life of good health and peace and shalom and do all these wonderful things. Basically, what I'm saying is, if we're stricken with a disease, we have to first look at the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical side of things and see, where's that coming from? We have to identify that, and then we got to deal with it. A lot of people don't want to deal with it. They're going to their doctors and letting their doctors deal with it. A lot of people are on medication and they're relying on their medication. The greatest prescription is what the doctor says and their pharmacy says, but they're not listening to what the scriptures say about health. And we're going to talk about some of these things today. And the previous speaker was wonderful. She had spoken at a place called Hippocrates Health Institute, or was a teacher there. That's in West Palm Beach, right around here. That's where I got better when I was 19 years old. I had something called inflammatory bowel disease, also known as Crohn's disease or colitis. And basically, the doctors told me, said, there's no cure for this condition. And I said, does diet have anything to do with it? She goes, there's no connection between diet and this condition. She said, I'd have to be on medication for the rest of my life. And I'm at a high risk for colon cancer. But don't worry, we can cure colon cancer. I said, you don't have a cure for my illness, but you have a cure for colon cancer? She said, yeah, if you have it, we'll cut out your colon. And I realized the doctors weren't the way I wanted to go, so I found this place called Hippocrates Health Institute, and they told me about something called the raw food diet, just fruits and vegetables and nothing else. And at that time, I ate everything but fruits and vegetables. I ate so bad, and I didn't connect why I was sick or anything else, but when I started to go there and learn and realize this, and I didn't even know the Bible at that time, but I was learning and reading and understanding, but I wanted to be sure if this would help me. So I called my doctor up and I asked her, would the eating just fruits and vegetables help me? And she said, there's no medical studies to prove that'll help you. So I knew I was on the right path because nothing else she told me worked up to that point. So then I got a Bible. I opened it up to Genesis 1:29, and it said the food for man is fruits and vegetables. So I started eating fruits and vegetables. I got better almost immediately. And it helped me realize two things. Food did have something to do with my health, and my doctor doesn't know about health. And most doctors don't know about health. Most doctors are studying the treatment of pain and disease. Now, some doctors are wonderful. If I get in a car accident, don't tell me eating apples. Send me to the emergency room. But if I am suffering from a disease, it's the result of what I'm putting in my body. And this morning they spoke about Deuteronomy 28 and blessings and curses. And the scriptures show us clearly, health goes along with blessings and curses go along with disease. And blessings go along with obedience and disease goes along with disobedience. It all works hand in hand. And it even names the diseases in the scriptures. Now we're updated in today's time, so it might be a little different calling what they're calling it, but it's the same thing. Health, obedience, and blessings. Disease, curses, and disobedience. So the real answer to health isn't running to your doctor, isn't taking their medication. The real answer to health is, what does our Creator say about this? And regardless of what you want to title your diet or call your diet, there's health principles that our Creator gives in the scriptures. And if we follow those, chances are we're going to be better off than what we've been following the doctors and the advice of the common world today. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. It's going to happen a lot sooner if we follow man's ways. Man's ways is making money. Man's ways is, how am I going to eat or get people to eat as much as possible of a certain thing and then sell them some super supplement to help them with the things that they're not getting in their diet? And it's just all about that and disease control and the doctors and medication and everything else that goes opposite to what many of these scriptures say about health. But they do a great job. There's so much confusion out there when it comes about diet and health because everyone's saying something different. Everyone has something different to say, so who are you going to listen to? The most convincing person. But then someone else is going to come along and sound quite convinced, so who are you going to listen to? And it gets confusing where people eventually, they give up, and they just start following what everyone's doing because there's just too much confusing information out there. I'm going to tell you something now, regardless of what way or diet you want to call it or how to eat, is what you leave out is the answer. Health begins with what you leave out. Leave out the processed food. Leave out the junk food. And that's one of the keys to when we make our food choices. How do we know what's good food or not? If we rely on listening to what people are saying, we're going to be confused. There's too much confusion out there. But we all have cell phones today. And on the cell phone, there's several different apps on the cell phone. And one of them, I'll tell you, is called the Bobby app. The Barbie app. And Bobby's this guy who goes around Costco and Aldi and he shows people what food's healthy and what food's not healthy. He looks at the ingredients. We don't need to know ingredients to look at ingredients anymore. You take out your phone, it's a free app, and you scan the barcode. And it will tell you if it's, he calls it Bobby approved or not. There's some other apps that do a similar thing. If something says it's, I'm not in favor of everything that's approved, but I am sure if something says it's not Bobby approved, put it down. He even says why it's not approved. But put it down, if that's the case. For example, if something has wheat in it, it's not Bobby approved. I'd say 90% of the food most people eat have some form of wheat in it. Why isn't it approved? Because only organic wheat doesn't have the poisons and toxins, the Roundup and everything else. Things we never even think of. But you see health foods and superfoods and all these different foods. I don't even eat wheat. I've been on the raw food diet from Hippocrates Health Institute for 30 years now. 30 years. And because of the confusion and everything else out there, there's the people that you can't live a year on that type of diet or a week on that type of diet. 30 years. I'm still living. You can do it. The scriptures say in Genesis 1:29, fruits and vegetables, this is the food for man. But it even goes beyond that. Remember, blessings and curses go with obedience and disobedience. The root problem is disobedience. In Isaiah 24:5, it says, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted our Creator's instructions. You understand, the first sin of man wasn't about an apple. It was about disobedience. And there are consequences with disobedience. So we start to realize these things and understand these things and not make excuses to continue doing the same things and change what we're doing and get the results that our Creator wants for us. After we read chapter 28 in Deuteronomy, which says the blessings and the curses, and many of them go along with the name buildnesses we have today, it says, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life. Choose life, and you shall live. Now, diet isn't only about health. You could be eating a great diet, but there's so many other things people ignore. Everyone, when they want to get healthy from a disease or healed from something, they always look at diet, diet, diet. But there are so many other factors that people don't understand that come from our Creator. I give my beloved sleep. People don't know how to sleep today. And that's one of the greatest healer. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on machines. You don't have to go to these doctors that are charging so much money. The greatest healing takes place with what our Creator gave us, our body. Sleep and rest. Getting enough sleep and rest. And people do not know how to do that. Studying diet is going to confuse you, because there's so many people saying different things. But when you go listen to sleep doctors and people that teach sleep, they pretty much all teach the same thing. Go to sleep when it's dark outside. Don't stay up late at night. Be careful. If you're waking up with an alarm clock, you probably got too much sleep. Napping is great if you need it, but if you need it, you probably didn't get enough sleep. You know, don't eat before going to sleep, because it's going to mess up with your sleep. You understand? If we eat a healthy diet, we should get the sleep we need and be able to. If we're not eating a healthy diet, we're not going to be able to get the proper amount of sleep and rest. Is where the real healing takes place, is when we're getting the sleep we need. But we think and we learn and we see what keeps us late. Now we're learning about blue lights and all the different colors of the lights and red lights. The blue lights are to mimic the sky and the daylight. I wrote a book called The Daylight Darkness, which talks about the circadian rhythms and our body. And when we wake up in the middle of the night and put on lights, or we stay up watching TV late at night, that's messing with your sleep. That's messing with your healing. Shutting those lights, put a red light on. Don't look at your computer late at night. Get the proper amount of sleep. Get up at the right time. But here's the thing when it comes to daylight and darkness. Digestion works when the sun is out at its highest. The sun is one of the greatest healing things that our Creator gave us. When we eat, when it's light outside, our body will digest the food the way it was designed to digest the food. When we eat when it's dark outside, our body can't digest the food the same way. So even if you're eating what you think is good for you, which is probably not Bobby approved, but when you're eating at nighttime that same food, your body doesn't know what to do with it. It messes up your digestion. So some people say, well, I got the best diet. Well, maybe you're eating it at the wrong time. Too much, too often, and too late is a big problem. You're letting your body do what it was designed to do, and at nighttime when you're sleeping is one of the greatest times when it was designed to do that. Then we think about being out in the sun, eating when it's daylight outside, being out in the sun in general. People, they don't understand it's not only vitamin D you get from the sun, but there's so much more beyond that the sun does, so much healing. and probably 15 to 20 minutes of sunlight in the daytime is going to do more healing than most of the medication people are taking that are giving them a full sense of healing. And so, but people don't want to go outside anymore. And they're putting things and chemicals on their body so the sun doesn't harm them and get these things. All these things were given to us in the scriptures, and it speaks all about in the scriptures. But when we conform to the world's ways, we get the world's diseases. When we look at what our Creator says and how to live and do these things, it's it says in Romans, do not conform to the world's ways. So when it comes to diet and health and the things we should be doing, we need to consider these things. Exodus 15:26 says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. Who were the Egyptians at that time? They were a group of people that was living against the ways of our Creator. If you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the disobedient. So we got to question that and look at that. I am telling you, everybody, we're only saved. We only have salvation from the blood of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. However, our obedience is going to help keep us healthy. There's consequence to disobedience, and disease is the biggest consequence. So the first thing we need to do is, you know, before praying about what medicine we should take and how we're going to have money to pay for that medication, we need to think about, well, am I in line with what the scriptures tell me to do and how to live? The Sabbath is a great example. The Seventh-day Adventist Health Study, which is the world's biggest health study ever on living a diet of healthy living in terms of with good results. Well, what do these people that are getting good results all have in common? They're keeping the Sabbath day. Was that from man or from our Creator? So I would question, if somebody's dealing with a disease, open up your Bible and question, am I in line with what our Creator is telling us? Question, am I living according to the way He told me to live? And people, somebody say, well, show me where in the scripture it says that we shouldn't eat at nighttime. I say, if our Creator wanted us to eat when it was dark outside, He would have made fruits and vegetables glow in the dark. Before we had all this artificial light, we wouldn't be eating at nighttime. We'd be getting ready for our sleep that He tells us to get enough sleep. And we're going to be able to get enough sleep. So being in line with the scriptures, and we look at the healing and where the real healing comes from. The real healing comes from our Creator. Well, how can that be when there are so many non-believers in this world that seem to experience some healing if they're not in line with our Creator? Well, sad to say, much of the New Age community of the world today are eating closer to what our scriptures say the way we should eat than many Christians today. I gave you that example about Starbucks and the coffee and the donuts and everything else. Look, if the majority of your diet is fruits and vegetables like it says in the scriptures, and you're eating a little donut or a little coffee, the body's amazing. You can go a long way with that. But if the majority of your diet is donuts and coffee and you're just eating a little fruits and vegetables, that's the opposite. And you're going to get the opposite. But we don't want to hear that the doctors don't want to hear that, because who's going to go out of business if we're not, you know, if we're all healthy? But people don't want to hear that because we have addictions. We have things we've been used to. But the biggest thing we have is what the scriptures call lack of knowledge. And Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We have knowledge today how bad cigarettes are for us. But back in the 70s, we didn't have that knowledge. So people smoked and ate in campus. They didn't have that knowledge. Some people still smoked anyway because they were addicted to it. Well, today we have knowledge about how bad cigarettes are. So most people won't smoke. But there are still some people that smoke regardless of the knowledge. Well, the information is coming out now how bad the average food people are eating today. And a lot of people are starting to pay attention to it, but there are still a lot of people that are so addicted to the food, they continue to eat these different things. And I do believe that is part of the curses of disobedience, that we're addicted to things that are killing us. The scriptures talk about these things, and think about it. Somebody might be so overweight, their organs are about to explode, and then they'll continue to eat unhealthy things. That's like somebody with lung cancer continuing to smoke. It's an addiction, it's a curse, and it needs to be broken. Remember, if you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Every one of us has the capability of being healed of every single disease out there. There's not one disease on the planet that somebody hasn't been healed of. We just gotta figure out what it is, and it begins with eliminating things from our diet and our lifestyle, not adding things. So before we go out and spend all this money on all these different programs and all these special machines, we gotta think, what is causing the problem that we need to eliminate? And it's often some type of food or what we're doing with it, the time we're eating it, or it's not getting in tune with the way we should be living our lives and when we should be sleeping, when we should be up and eating. And this is a big impact on our overall health. There's a tremendous difference between energy and stimulation. And I have a YouTube channel called Raw Life Health Show. And I interview a lot of people. I brought a book here called The Raw Life. And I interview a lot of people who have been eating pretty much a Genesis 120 diet, mostly, if not all. I choose to do it all. But if you eat mostly fruits and vegetables in your diet, again, there's room for a little bit of other stuff, but you can't do it the other way around. But people are doing it the other way around, and this is why so many people are suffering today. We have to admit to ourselves, we either have a lack of knowledge, we either are addicted, or we have a curse that we need to break. Because if we figure out which one of those, and then we identify which one of those, and they can be all three, that's where the healing will start to begin. It says in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You have to be true with yourself. I know people, and they have all the common sicknesses. If you're eating too much food, too often and too late, diabetes, obesity, heart issues, these aren't necessarily what type of food you're eating only, but how much of it you're eating. Way more than we should ever eat. This is why Ellen White said in her books and her health books, 2 meals a day, so we can get away with 3 meals a day. The average person today, between their snacks and the meals and everything, might be eating 5 to 10 times a day. The body doesn't know the difference between a snack or a meal. It has to work every time you put food in your body. You go down and you look at some long-lived people that live in the Caribbean or some other islands around the world, and they don't have technology and all this stuff. They're going to sleep early. They're not eating many times throughout the day. They're eating very simple, non-processed food, and they're living at old age without medication, and they're doing great. You come to the sophisticated world today, people have all the technology and everything else. They're getting less sleep, they have more stress, and they're eating all day long without even looking at what they're eating and thinking about what they're eating. And when you compare what they're doing in their lifestyle to scripture, it's farther and farther away in the so-called sophisticated world. But these simple places around the world, you got the oldest living people, and they're healthy and they're happy. We all have the opportunity and the capability of doing that. But we have to wake up and do it. A lot of people don't want to let go of the identification that they get when they have certain illnesses and things like this, because you get treated in a good way. If you told, I know a family member of mine who had cancer, they treated her, she was like she won the lotto. They gave her everything she wanted, and they treated her so great and wonderful. A healthy person, they didn't want to, you know, they weren't interested in that person. So the person emotionally gets attached to their disease. You got to try to let go to that. And so I see a lot of people go to Hippocrates Health Institute. And I'll tell anyone right here, since we live here locally, and I don't work for them, but they, through Yah sending me there, a wonderful creator sending me there, I was healed of a deadly disease that's still deadly. You can go there for lunch or dinner or every day and get an idea of what healthy food is. And they're leaving the bad stuff out. How do you identify the bad stuff? Go to your store and you scan the barcode. Don't argue with your phone. Don't argue with the result. If it says not Bobby approved, it'll tell you why if you want to look, but you'll be surprised how much. You could go to your house and look at the food around your house and see what it says. And you know, most people that say, oh, well, this food's not, all this food in my house is not approved, but they'll finish eating it anyway. You know, get rid of it. You know, and say, our creator, he keeps it so simple. So simple. fruits and vegetables. Now people say the fruits and vegetables are messed up today and everything else. They are. They are. Just get that nut. Grow it yourself. It's not complicated. I have a website called Fruitful Trees where I teach people, they're called food forests, how to grow your own food. And I grow sprouts in my house. You don't even need land to grow food these days. Grow your own food and keep it simple. The more complicated and sophisticated you make it, then we get into problems. Now, there are some people that already have advanced stages of certain diseases and so on, and there are some doctors that understand about how to help them heal, and they can heal, and they're good doctors to work with. But as I said, an emergency room doctor is wonderful, but for the most part, doctors are trained in more drug therapy and controlling disease and everything else. So make the right decisions, and I invite you all to contact me whenever you need to. I'm here every week. And go to my YouTube channel, Raw Life Health. You'll see the interviews that I have with the people on there. Sometimes I have lunches and I teach people how to make healthy foods by just leaving the bad stuff out. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. I don't eat any processed sugar. Me personally, I'm a vegan. Does everyone know what a vegan is? Yeah. Does anyone not know? A vegan is somebody who doesn't eat any animals or anything that comes from that animal, and they don't talk to anyone who does. No, I'm just, I eat a raw vegan diet. I don't even eat cooked food. But that's me. I feel good doing that. I grow my own food and so on. But again, it's not about perfection. It's doing a little bit better. And when I see people that are sick, I say, well, how much fresh raw fruits and vegetables are you eating? And when they think about it, it's mostly not, it's processed food. If it comes in a bag, box, container, or can, take out your phone and see if that's a Bobby app to it there, and see if it's approved. There's a lot more to this. There's a lot more things we can get into from a physical standpoint and a spiritual standpoint. But I think my time's up because they told me I only have a certain amount of time. And if you have questions, I usually take questions, but time's up. I want to stick to the schedule. I'm all about sticking to schedules, so that's that. So is my time up? Am I right? Okay, good. I'm good.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.